Today is the last day for formal comment on a proposal to make sweeping changes in this country's tobacco regulations. The Clinton administration proposal would place tobacco under the jurisdiction of the Food and Drug Administration and would sharply restrict advertising and promotion. The tobacco industry has weighed in with a 2,000-page comment that says, in essence, don't do it. In addition to its usual arguments about federal procedures and constitutional issues, an industry-sponsored study asserts that the proposed rules would cost the tobacco, advertising, and retail industries about $1 billion a year. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Last year, Food and Drug Administration Chief David Kessler proposed regulations that would revolutionize the control of tobacco. The regulations include sharp restrictions on advertising, billboards, and other elements of the industry's $6 billion a year promotion efforts. Kessler has argued that these measures are intended to prevent kids from taking up the deadly addiction. But at a news conference today unveiling the industry's formal response to the proposal, Stephen Parrish from Philip Morris suggested a more sinister motivation.
I encourage you to press Commissioner Kessler to answer this basic question. If FDA has jurisdiction over cigarettes, does it have the power to impose a ban? If he equivocates, refer him to page 41,355 of the FDA's notice, where the agency claims that it does, in fact, have that power.
Parrish noted that Congress has, on numerous occasions over the past few decades, declined to give the FDA the power over tobacco products the agency is now trying to assert. Parrish also unveiled a study by the Barents Group, funded by the tobacco industry, to assess the economic impact of the proposed regulations.
The one-time costs from the proposed regulation range from $748 million to over $1 billion, more than 20 times what FDA estimates. And recurring annual costs are nearly $1 billion and may well, in fact, exceed that amount.
The $50 billion a year tobacco industry would actually shoulder little of these recurring costs. Instead, they would be shared by the advertising and retail industries, not to mention stock car drivers whose tobacco industry sponsorship money would disappear when the tobacco ads do. The financial analysis does not, however, take into account the amount of money that could be saved in medical bills if smoking rates decline, as the FDA projects. FDA Commissioner Kessler didn't respond today to the industry's 2,000-page comment, though he has said repeatedly he has no interest in a total ban on tobacco. Matthew Myers, lawyer for the leading anti-tobacco coalition, said that issue is a red herring. And at a separate news conference, Myers said Congress does not, in fact, need to grant specific authority to the FDA to regulate tobacco.
I think what has changed from 10 years ago when FDA last considered this issue is not the law, but the facts. What has happened is that FDA has conducted the most comprehensive investigation in the history of the tobacco industry, discovering for the first time what the tobacco industry knew about how addictive nicotine is and what they've done to manipulate levels of nicotine to ensure that their products are addictive.
The arcane legal arguments underlying these positions obviously aren't going to be ironed out in dueling news conferences. The tobacco industry has already asked the courts to weigh in on the matter. Scott Ballen, head of the Coalition on Smoking or Health, admits that the anti-tobacco forces are hard-pressed to win against such a formidable opponent.
We're going to try. Let's face facts here. I mean, this industry has basically controlled the health agenda in this country for more than 40 years. We've regarded this as an uphill battle, and I think that what we are trying to do is to involve every organization that we can who cares about this issue.
The FDA has more than 100,000 comments to sort through, from Philip Morris to the PTA. So the agency's next move is probably months away, and that's by no means the last word. In the meantime, the federal government is moving forward with less sweeping measures, which provide an economic incentive for states to restrict youth smoking. This is Richard Harris in Washington.